Baruch Hashem, we're starting a new week. The sun is shining, the weather is pleasant, but we know there's a lot of painful things going on. Important thing is to pay attention to everything. The starting point is Betach Bashem. Asei Toiv Shchoin Eretz Urei Emuna. Betach Hashem means pay attention to all the good things Hashem is doing. Look at the beautiful world we were brought into. Even the color of the sky is made in a way that is calming. The temperature of the earth is perfect for us, even though it's set up by sun that is millions of miles away. Everything is in exact position, exact order, so it should give us what we need. If it's off by a few degrees, we feel uncomfortable. So you see how perfect things have to be. But that's the way Hashem set it up. The more we pay attention to these type of things, the more we feel that we're in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially us, that we are the Am HaNivcha, or the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation that's been with Hashem, with a long history, from our Avos. Now we're starting the Parsha of Mitzrayim, once again, going into the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the slavery, the hardship, but getting out of it. That's the cycles that we're going through throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. Chovas Halvavos and many others say that one of the important things about Betach Bashem are the two things that I mentioned this pasuk. Number one is, a person has Bitachon Hashem, it gives him peace of mind, and his mind is clear. He could focus on the good things. Asei Toiv, do good things. Don't just be overwhelmed with the hardships and the complications that you have in your own life. Focus on the fact that with everything, we are clearly in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He has everything exactly tuned for our needs. And if the hardships are there, that's also part of the setup that Hashem set up for us to give us these challenges, for us to overcome them, to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout. Betach Bashem. If we had a Betach Hashem, Asei Toiv, then you could do goodness. Whether I'd be thinking about others, and as a result of that, being mispal, not only for ourselves, but for others, with kavana. We mentioned in Shabbos, the Malsho says an amazing thing, that there are two koiches of the center nations of the world, Esav and Yishmael. Esav has his cherev, Archabachotichia, you live on your sword. And Yishmael has his keshet, Roiva Kashos. Yishmael is the one who's shooting the arrows. Connected to that, Hashem gave us two koiches of tefillah also. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. We have the koich of tefillah and koich of bakosha. The term bakosha refers to a personal request. I have personal needs. And in order for that to work as a tefillah, I have to really think before I daven and feel it. Daven me oimek aleif. The depths of my heart, this is something important to me. Whatever issue it is, it could be a health issue, it could be our children, it could be broader issues, Klal Yisrael, Parnosa, whatever it may be, peace, Shalom. But the Bakosh is something, a request that's really coming from a deep feeling of need. And that works. When we have that Kavona, it goes directly to the place it has to go, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Malsho that connected the cherev, the sword of Esav, Rabbi Chatichi, we have the sword of a tefillah. Those are the tefillahs kvuas, the regular tefillahs Shemon Esrei that we have. And connected the chetz of Yishmael, the concept of the arrow is the one who's shooting, you don't even see him, he's far away. But his success in his shooting is the fact that he knows, he directs himself directly to the point. That's what we're going through now. The enemy is hiding, whether they're shooting missiles all around the country, or they have their tunnel system, which we have to deal with. That's the way they work. That's the way Yishmael works. It's a planned out mahalach that it works only if it's directed exactly to the point. Because they're in hiding and they're shooting from far away. But we have that koich of tefillah, a koich of tefillah of Bakosha, I also direct my tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not just saying the words, I'm thinking. The tremendous need that we have. This is what Hashem wants us to do. From HaBitachon Hashem in recognition, Hashem is controlling everything. We have, number one, we have the peace of mind to mispalel as much as we can. And we also are able to direct our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we know He is the right direction. And Mi'etz Hashem, if we do this, then Shchon Eretz will be able to live in our land, and we'll see with our eyes the things that we believe in. We'll see the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly with us, steadfast in His caring for us, as much as we're steadfast in our developing our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zeicha to take advantage of this week. Number one, to be tochen, paying attention to how much we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we could fully rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives us the courage to do the right things and gives us the peace of mind to live peacefully in our land. And like we said before, one of the powerful things we can do is the bakosha. By the fact that I open up my eyes, I see the good around me, and then afterwards I also see the hardship. And when I see the hardship, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Oymek HaLev, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your beloved nation. We care for one another. Please bring us to Yeshua. Kamuvan, you could be mefaret, say all the different things that you feel. And we'll live always Shchon Eretz, live in our land peacefully, and see the Amunah, the constant Yad Hashem in everything we do.